Welcome, you. Today, we're taking a deep dive into, well, what might be one of the most exciting planning missions out there. Crafting an unforgettable bachelor party in Las Vegas.
Definitely exciting, maybe a little daunting, too.
Exactly. You've given us this incredible resource, honestly, an ultimate guide to top activities, and our mission is to kind of cut through all the noise.
Right. Distill the best bits.
Yeah. The absolute best, most actionable nuggets so you can plan something legendary, hopefully without getting too overwhelmed. So let's unpack this thing. What jumps out first?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is how this guide isn't just, you know, a list. It really frames Vegas as this strategic playground.
Okay. Strategic playground. I like that.
Yeah. The key thing for you, the planner, is seeing how Vegas offers such a massive range of experiences. You've got the high octane stuff, sure, but also these like surprising moments of relaxation.
Uh-huh.
It's about building a whole journey, not just ticking boxes, that works for everyone in the group.
And let's be honest, when you think Vegas, that immediate image is
the nightlife, right?
That electric vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
The guide definitely hammers that home premier destination for clubbing. But beyond just loud music and lights, what specifics does it highlight that make the Vegas club scene like uniquely good for a bachelor party?
That's a great point. It's not just about being loud or having famous DJs, though, yeah, it has both in spades.
Right.
The guide really shows that the top spots, like Ekes at the Wynn or Hakkasan at MGM Grand, they're masters of what you could call curated chaos.
Oh,
for a bachelor party, the real value is how they manage the group experience. Think VIP entry, private areas.
Mm-hmm.
It lets your group navigate the crowds without the usual headaches.
So you're not losing people. You're not stuck in line for an hour.
Exactly. The groom and the crew can just focus on having fun. It's about like fun efficiency.
Fun efficiency. I love it. And for planners who really want that seamless experience, the guide zeroes in on these ultimate party packages.
Yeah.
Sounds like they simplify a ton. Covering transport, maybe a party bus, entry fees, even drinks.
Precisely. If you're coordinating a group, cutting down friction is huge. The guide kind of hints, though, that you need to look closely at what's included.
Okay. The fine print.
Yeah. One might seem cheaper, but skimp on the premium drinks, for instance. But also, group discounts are often negotiable, which can make a fancier package surprisingly affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's about optimizing value and minimizing your stress as the planner.
Makes sense. And after burning all that energy on the dance floor, what's next? The guide is pretty clear, dealing with those late night cravings.
Non-negotiable.
And Vegas's food scene isn't just for dinner, right? It comes alive after dark.
Totally. We're talking hidden gems like secret pizza. The guide points it out as a great New York-style slice spot, perfect for soaking things up.
Definitely need that sometime.
Or Tacos El Gordo for authentic Tijuana-style tacos. These aren't just snacks. They're little experiences. Plus, lots of upscale places shift to late-night menus, so you can keep the indulgence going without, you know, resorting to sad gas station food.
Good point. Keep the quality up. So the party doesn't stop, even when the sun comes up. The guide points to the legendary pool parties, the day clubs.
Yes, the day clubs.
What makes these a unique Vegas must-do for a bachelor party beyond just, well, swimming?
The guide really emphasizes these aren't just pools.
Yeah.
They're full-on club experiences.
Yeah.
Just with sunshine.
Right.
Wet Republic at MGM, Marquee Day Club at Cosmo, they stand out because they recreate that high-energy vibe. DJs, performances, the works.
So it's like the nightclub just moved outdoors.
Pretty much. But the insight here is it fosters a different kind of group dynamic. It's more relaxed, maybe, but still vibrant. Sets a different tone for the day.
And for adding comfort, the guide really pushes cabana rentals. How do they improve things beyond just having a chair?
Think of a cabana as your group's private HQ within the party.
Okay.
They've got lounges, TVs, shade, and crucially, dedicated service, bottle service.
Ah, the dedicated service is key.
Exactly. The guide highlights that for a bachelor party, a cabana gives you that mix of privacy and luxury. A comfy spot to escape the heat, recharge, without actually leaving the action. It's an investment in group comfort, really.
Makes sense. And if you want to inject even more personality, the guide mentions themed pool parties.
Yeah, this is where you can make some unique memories.
Like what kind of themes?
Well, day clubs often do things like tropical luais or, you know, those high-energy foam parties.
Parties, classic.
The point is, they aren't just background decoration. They often have special entertainment, games, and they encourage people to dress up. It creates those inside jokes, those shared moments that make the party unforgettable, not just fun.
Right. takes it up a notch. Okay, moving beyond the party scene, Vegas is obviously world famous for entertainment.
Absolutely.
The guide talks about the huge range of shows, performances, comedy clubs. What are the top recommendations for a bachelor group looking for that classic Vegas show experience?
For pure spectacle, the guide highlights Cirque du Soleil, specifically Owen Mystère. It's not just the acrobatics. It's that quintessential Vegas wow factor.
Leaves you speechless.
Exactly. A great contrast to the club nights. Then, maybe more on theme for a bachelor party, Magic Mike Live gets a strong recommendation. It's this unique mix of dance, music, comedy, guarantees laughs.
Sounds like a good fit.
But the crucial tip, no matter the show, book way in advance. Get those good seats.
Definitely. And if you're leaning more towards laughs, the guide points to specific comedy clubs. What makes places like The Comedy Cellar or Brad Garrett stand out for a group?
It's about the intimacy and maybe the chance for a surprise. The Comedy Cellar is famous for big name comics just dropping in unannounced.
Oh, wow. That could be amazing.
Yeah, huge bonus for your group. Brad Garrett's club offers a more sort of personal setting. Everyone feels involved. It's a more relaxed vibe than a huge production show, but just as engaging.
Good alternative. And speaking of surprises, the guide also says, you know, check the local calendar for concerts or special events.
Yes, don't forget that.
How can fitting one of those in add another layer?
It's about serendipity, really, and tailoring the trip to the groom. Depending on when you go, you might catch a huge artist or some unique themed event that's perfect for someone's taste.
Right. Personalize it a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. The guide stresses these can add unexpected thrills, create amazing shared experiences that aren't on every standard bachelor party list.
Okay. Shifting gears from shows to sustenance, the guide really paints Vegas as a food paradise.
Oh, it is.
Indulging in great dining, maybe even culinary tours, seems essential. For a group looking to really splash out, what are the top gourmet picks?
For that truly luxurious, sophisticated celebration, the guide points to Restaurant Guy Savoy Michelin Starred French and A by José Andrés for a really exclusive seasonal tasting menu.
Fancy.
But the insight isn't just the food, it's the experience. These places often have private dining options, maybe some theatrical presentation. It turns dinner into a real event, perfect for that big celebratory toast.
Nice. And for a group that likes to explore and try different things, what about those foodie tours? How do they change the dynamic?
They're a fantastic way to break out of the casino bubble. These guided tours let your group sample local favorites, find hidden gems. It's like a crash course in Vegas's diverse food scene.
Get you walking around a bit, too.
Exactly. The guide notes they hit iconic spots, food trucks, places reflecting different cultural influences. It sparks conversation. It's a shared adventure. Definitely different from just sitting in one restaurant.
And you really can't talk Vegas food without mentioning a classic steakhouse experience. The guide brings up Delmonico and SW Steakhouse.
Pillars of Vegas dining.
What makes them good choices for a bachelor party?
The guide frames them as institutions, but with their own perks. Delmonico at the Venetian has that rich history, amazing dry-aged steaks. SW at the Wynn has those stunning lake views.
Right, the atmosphere.
But the key thing for a bachelor party is that many offer private or semi-private rooms, so your group can celebrate with a bit more intimacy, control the vibe, away from the main floor buzz.
Good tip for a bigger group. Now, here's something unexpected. The guide suggests culinary workshops.
Yeah, this is a brilliant curveball.
How does learning to make pasta fit into a Vegas bachelor bash?
Imagine learning pasta making or sushi rolling from a top chef. The guide presents it as this really interactive bonding experience. It shifts the group dynamic, you know?
True. Gets people doing something together.
Creates different inside jokes, shared memories away from the usual Vegas chaos, and honestly, probably less chance of someone losing their wallet than a night out.
Fair point. And for something more casual but still exciting, street food adventures, food trucks, hidden spots.
Absolutely essential. It gives you that spontaneous, low-pressure option for quick, tasty bites, often near the main attractions, too.
Convenient.
The guide really emphasizes the variety. Korean BBQ tacos, gourmet donuts, you name it. Perfect for breaking up a long day or tackling those mid-afternoon cravings. Gives you a taste of the city's more informal, vibrant side.
Okay, so if your group has adrenaline junkies, the guide is clear. Vegas has way more than just nightlife for thrills.
Oh, yeah. Tons of adventure stuff.
What are the top picks for those seeking excitement?
For just raw exhilaration, ATV riding and off-roading out in the Nevada desert gets top marks. Guided tours take you through rugged terrain, pure speed.
Sounds intense.
And the guide confirms the companies handle all the rentals, safety gear, which makes it easy for you, the planner.
Good. Then there are shooting ranges. The range 702 is mentioned. Why is that a good fit?
The guide points out places like this offer a really safe, supervised environment. Your group can try all sorts of firearms, handguns to automatics. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner or experienced.
Okay.
They have expert instructors. And crucially for a bachelor party, group packages often include friendly competitions. Adds a fun competitive element.
Nice. And for the absolute ultimate high, literally skydiving and helicopter tours.
Yeah, this is about seeing Vegas from a totally different angle.
Must be incredible views.
Skydiving is that heart-pounding, free-fall, unforgettable rush. But if jumping out of a plane isn't everyone's cup of tea.
Probably not for everyone, no.
Right, a helicopter tour gives you equally amazing aerial views of the Strip. Or you can even do longer tours out to the Grand Canyon. It's about creating that peak moment everyone talks about later.
Definitely memory-making stuff. And for a different kind of challenge, more physical, the guide mentions rock climbing at Red Rock Canyon.
This is such an unexpected gem, and it's just a short drive away.
Really? Close by?
Yeah. The guide highlights it as a great way to inject some active outdoor adventure. Routes for all skill levels, stunning scenery, guided options available.
A real change of pace from the Strip.
Totally. A unique bonding experience outside the usual Vegas mold and a good way to kind of reset physically.
Okay, you can't do a deep dive on Vegas without talking gambling.
Impossible.
The guide assures us, whether you're experienced or totally new, there are tons of chances to try your luck. What's the key advice for tackling gambling with a bachelor party?
Well, the guide wisely focuses on top casinos like Bellagio, the Venetian Great Atmosphere, lots of options. But the really crucial insight for a bachelor party is how welcoming it can be for newbies.
You might think it's intimidating.
Exactly, but the guide points out there are loads of beginner-friendly tables, even workshops sometimes. So you can learn blackjack or roulette without feeling pressured. It's a fun way for anyone in the group to dip their toes in.
Makes it less daunting. And for the competitive types, poker tournaments sound like a solid option.
Absolutely. Places like Bellagio, Venetian, they host regular tournaments, attract players from everywhere. The guide frames it as a chance to compete for real cash, you know, get some friendly rivalry going within the group.
Bragging rights on the line.
For sure. And if high stakes aren't your thing, they're usually lower buy-in games too, so everyone can potentially get involved.
Good to know. Okay, after all that excitement, the clubs, the adventures, the gambling, the guide brings up something really important but maybe overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxation.
Yes. Balancing it out is key.
Vegas has some seriously luxurious spas. Sounds like an ideal way to unwind.
It's critical for actually surviving a multi-day trip. The guide highlights places like the spa at Encore, very focused on holistic wellness, super serene, or Qua Baths and Spa at Caesars with its Roman baths. Really unique treatments.
Sounds amazing.
These aren't just an indulgence. They're like a strategic necessity for a successful bachelor party weekend. Recharge the batteries.
And they have a huge range of treatments, right? The guide even mentions couples treatments, which is interesting for a group.
Yeah, the menus are extensive: deep tissue, aromatherapy, reflexology, you name it. Booking ahead is vital, of course.
Always.
But the real value for a group, as the guide points out, is exploring the group spa packages. Often discounted rates, maybe combined treatments with access to saunas, steam rooms, lounges.
Ah, so the whole group can chill together.
Exactly. It's a perfect, maybe unexpected way for everyone to decompress, bond in a different setting before diving back into the celebrations.
We've really covered a lot of ground from this guide, haven't we?
We definitely have.
It's so clear that Vegas offers this incredible spectrum of experiences for a bachelor party. Pretty much anything you could want.
Dancing till dawn, flying over the Strip, learning to cook, finding some zen.
It's all there. Which really brings us to the core question for you, the listener, the planner. With all these options laid out budget-friendly to super luxe, how are you going to use this knowledge?
Mm-hmm. How will you craft that truly unique, memorable experience? How do you balance the thrills, the indulgence, maybe those crucial moments of calm? Make sure it's not just a party, but the story you'll all be telling for years.
We really hope this deep dive has given you not just info, but real inspiration, maybe a strategic framework to go out there and plan an absolutely epic celebration.